What's good? What's good? We're back. You're surely one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of JJ Redick calling out Deion Sanders for bringing in the film crew while he did a motivational speech during a 76ers preseason game. And this video is actually going to be the odd couple talking about it. Before we get into that, though, I want to give you a word from Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Let's go ahead and pull up the ad right now.
That Dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be Dizzle Thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. Another one. Gonna have you coming back for more, but go get it while it's hot. Four be sold out in your stores. That Dizzle.
I really mean it. You can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on the order online button at the homepage. That'll take you to Emilio's Beverage. Don't forget, you must be 21 and over, and shipping and handling is included. Also, the Dizzle brand merch. I got one of the t-shirts on right now. This is the blue one. The white and blue, which is the actual official color of the labels. Now, we used to have the black and gold, and now it's the blue and gold. And you can get the hats, the t-shirts, the sweatshirts, the hoodies, and more. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on Merchandise Store. Also, Etsy.com, ETSY.com. Search for Dizzle Brand. Don't forget about the Dizzle Brand gummies as well. They are available at DizzleNova.com. I repeat, Dizzle Brand gummies available at DizzleNova.com. Link is in the description. All right, let's get into it. Odd Couple and JJ Redick calling out Deion for filming a motivational speech during a preseason game.
About Deion Sanders, and most people are, well, at least it seems most media, I should say, is been very complimentary of Deion and the work he's done. Obviously, he's got some haters. But JJ Redick has taken a little bit of issue with Deion because of a recent talk he had with the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, remember, Rob, Philadelphia, in an interesting move, Nick Nurse, the new coach, has them doing their training camp in Colorado. All right, he wants them near the champions, the Denver Nuggets. He wants them
Who they're not even going to meet in the NBA Finals. Like, this is really like, I understand motivating your team, but this is really, like, ridiculous. This is, like, really a little over the top, Nick Nurse. Y'all ain't even going to make it to the West. Y'all ain't even going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And you talk about we want him to be close to the NBA champs, like, you know, so we can play the – so we know what the atmosphere is like and the altitude is like, just in case. There is no fucking just in case, Nick Nurse. There's no fucking just in case, because you're not even making a fucking you'll be lucky if you make it past the second fucking round, man. What a fucking joke.
Breathing that thin air, so if they have to face him in the finals, you know, I mean, it's not going to last for 82 games, but
if they have to play. Stop it! Like Chris Broussard would say, stop it with this horse shit, this bullshit, man. Y'all ain't even going to make it past the fucking second round.
You know, they've been there. They felt it. A little interesting. I don't mind it psychologically, but nice little psychological move. But since he's...
Nothing nice about it. It's lame as fuck. They're not even going... They might not even make it out the first fucking round in the playoffs. Let's keep it
moving. Then Colorado, of course, he brought in Deion Sanders to talk to the team. And Deion apparently brought his camera crew to film the entire talk, and then they put it on social media. Rob G, summarize the situation.
Yeah, you had it right. He came in, spoke to the team. It looked like it was almost like a breakfast or a brunch at a hotel. And he's at a nice fireplace. He's chopping it up. And sure enough, as Deion is known to do, he is the focus of at least one documentary, but he has another one separately that's done by his own. His son is like a multimedia person, So recorded the whole thing, the whole speech, put it up. Nothing really spicy came out of what he said. However, JJ Redick saw that it was going viral on social media and tweeted this out. I grew up in the NBA. The teams I was on, we had plenty of motivational speakers. Some of them I really took a lot from, and a few were impactful for our team. None of those talks were recorded and then posted to social media. What are we doing now? Is the locker room not sacred?
JJ Redick, stop it! I mean, look, I get the sanctity of the locker room, and that should be protected, Rob. When you were your teammates, even at the lower levels I played, high school, Division III, the locker room's fun, man. The smack talking, the junk talking. I mean, it's just...
I got to stop for a second. Rob Parker, look how he's looking down, man. He looked like soon as Chris Broussard is done, he's about to go in on this dumbass Duke player, because I'm about to go in on him.
And then even, you know, the way the coaches talk to you, the players talking to each other, like, it's a lot of great stuff. And to be honest, a lot of stuff goes on that, you know, people out of context, just, you know, in society, so to speak, people would be mad about. But that's the sanctity of the locker room we're talking about. So I hear JJ on that. But this situation, I think he's going a bit overboard because, Rob, first of all, if the Sixers were just like, you know what? Nah, Deion, we can't, you know, we can't have you filming it. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm not sure, Rob, Deion Sanders wouldn't have been like, all right, cool. You know, Deion does love talking to athletes. These aren't young men, you know,
I agree with that. If they like, yeah, we can't have you filming in the locker room. Deion probably would have been like, yeah, okay. Let's do it.
These are all professional players and stuff. But I personally I feel like he'd get a kick out of talking to some basketball players and sharing his wisdom with them. And if they were like, we don't want it filmed, it's just private, I'm guessing he would have done it. I can't say I know for a fact. That's number one. So the Sixers didn't have a problem with it, obviously. Two, Rob, we see during NBA games nowadays that they will have little snippets of the coach's speech to the team sometimes, halftime or whatever. Then we see them in the huddles. We see players and coaches mic'd during games. Like, so I'm just saying, like, you can't, this is almost like saying, oh, I don't like players wearing jeans to games, and look at them wearing sweatsuits to games now. What about the dress code? When the coaches now are wearing polo shirts and sweatpants and sneakers on the sidelines. I mean, you can't say I want to protect the sanctity of the locker room when you don't say anything else about all this other locker room invasion, so to speak, that is going on at the hands of the NBA. So I hear him about...
I swear Rob Parker has the attention span of a 3-year-old. He's always on his phone. He's always looking at something else. He's always looking down. He's rarely looking at the camera. Like, Rob Parker would make a terrible guy to do a podcast by himself. That's why this is the Odd Couple. Because Rob Parker is the odd one. He's the fucking odd one. I mean, look up,
like the
Rob.
Sanctity of the locker room. But I think in this case, he's way off. And I also think, Rob, quickly, Deion doesn't curse. We know, you know, with the bull junk and, you know, all that.
Heavy D said, don't curse.
Stuff, darn and stuff that he says. So he's not worried. A lot of times a guy might say, don't tape what I'm saying, because they're going to be cursing. They're going to use off-color language, whatever. And Deion's like, yo, I'm just going, you know, I'm not worried about any of that. And so I think that, you know, obviously he wants to promote it and show it and stuff. But I think that's a factor for him, too.
Yeah, I just think JJ is once again way off from the standpoint of everybody, Chris, runs their locker room differently. It ain't right. the same. There are some locker rooms and some guys who would say, turn the camera off. We don't want it on. They would.
Yep.
And other guys don't care. When I covered baseball in the 90s, Chris, you were an opposing player, you better not come in our clubhouse. Better not. They would fight you, Chris. They would, and then other clubhouses, they don't care.
Right.
Your buddy come over, dap you up, give you a jersey. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's just everybody's different. And if,
especially in this new generation where players are swapping jerseys, they're working out with each other in the offseason, things that would never happen in the era I grew up.
The 76ers didn't want it. Trust me, it wouldn't have happened. Even though it wasn't the locker room, right? You said it was like a
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like
lounge or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it was, they would have said, Deion,
what are we doing here? It's not, it wasn't even in the fucking locker room. And you're talking about the locker room sake it. JJ Redick, shut up. Just shut the fuck up, man. Like, what are we doing here, man? Stop it, man. Like, you know what? This wasn't even a regular season game. This was a preseason game, which is more like practice. I mean, what are we talking about here? Practice? We're talking about practice. Not a real game, not a playoff game, not a finals game, but a preseason game, which is like practice. That's what we do here? We're talking about practice. Preseason games. Like, I don't know that a preseason game locker room is so sacred. It's just a preseason. You know what that is, JJ Redick? I mean, you lived the whole you spent all these years in the NBA. You should know that a preseason game is really nothing but practice. I mean, what are we talking about here? Practice? Yeah, we're talking about practice.
No, they would have told him up front. No, we don't want this out. We don't want this on video. And everything's on video. This is the same guy, JJ Redick, Chris. After the Lakers started, what was it, 0-5, and they got blown out after a game or something, told us to forget about the season and just salute LeBron all year. Remember that? Hello, JJ.
I forgot about that.
JJ, guess what? The Lakers went to the Western Conference Finals, and you told us to forget about the season after five games. Come on, dude. I know you played. I got respect for that. But come on with some of this.
I can't tell he played.
Yeah. And a lot of times, Rob, it might even be the, like I said, kind of the speaker doesn't want it filmed. But he didn't care in this case. In fact, he wanted it filmed. And so I even think if the players were given the choice, even, you know, they would want to hear Deion even if it's filmed, you know. And also they're getting more, and players are more and more comfortable, of course, in front of the camera nowadays. Everything is filmed. Everything is taped. So I think that's a difference too, Rob. Like,
I'm with that. I was never a person who liked to get in front of the camera. I don't even like taking pictures. I never smile for pictures. But the more you get in front of the camera, the more you get used to it, the routine, the more comfortable you get. You know, and it's like, who is JJ Redick really mad at? I mean, you're mad at Deion? You can't be mad at Deion, you know? You mad at the Sixers who he used to play for? You mad at Nick Nurse? What's the deal here? And what are we talking about here? We talking about practice? We talking about practice. A practice game. Not a real game. Not a playoff game. Not an NBA Finals game. But practice.
These guys are used to that. I'm surprised to hear this from JJ. I really am. Maybe I shouldn't be kind of as you're saying, Rob, but I'm a little surprised that this was a hill he wanted to die on. Because it really wasn't that big of a deal. And like you said, if the Sixers had really...
It's no deal at all. It's not even a little deal. This is just bitch-ass JJ Redick nitpicking some shit. Like, he's the know-all, be-all of what's sacred in the NBA. Really, dude? Really? JJ, man. I mean, come on, man. We're talking about a preseason game. Practice. We're talking about practice. Like, you getting upset because somebody brought a camera in to film during practice. I mean, who you mad at? You mad at Deion? You mad at Nick Nurse? You mad at the Sixers? I'm confused. Let's hear a little bit more. We're going to wrap it up.
Been up in arms about it. They just either don't have Deion or tell him you can't bring the cameras in.
Chris, there wouldn't have been on. I believe that. If the stars of the team say, come on, no video. Let's just, this is us.
Right.
Right. We don't want nobody else to be in on what we're doing. It's that simple. Takes.
You know what? Deion be getting a lot of hate. A lot of hate. When you change the game, when you bring in something that changes any industry and has a lot of people ready to follow your lead and question the way they're doing it, you're going to get a lot of haters. You're going to get a lot of haters. I mean, Deion has already had a successful year at Colorado. They've won 400% more games than they won last year. They beat a ranked team in a process of doing that. Yeah, they went from 1-11 to, what are they, 4-2 right now? And the two games they lost, they should have lost those. And they're going to win some more, and they're going to lose some more. But Deion is instantly like that. Took a oil tanker and turned around like that. Try turning an oil tanker around in the ocean like that. Deion did it. That's part of the reason why he's getting the hate. And I ain't saying that's why J.J. Redick's hating on him. But J.J. Redick, stop it, man. It's just, you know, I don't even need to hear no more of this. It's a freaking preseason game. No, it's not a freaking preseason game. It's a fucking preseason game, man. Get over it, man. This is some old nitpicking, crybaby bullshit. But what do you expect? He's a Duke player. He's a Duke player. I mean, if this came from a Tar Heel player, I'd be so ashamed and embarrassed right now to say I was a fan of the Tar Heels, you know? But this definitely would not come from a Tar Heel player. It had to be a Duke player. It had to be J.J. Redick. It don't get me wrong. When J.J. Redick called out the Nikola Jokic situation, where definitely race was involved in that, I mean, big ups to him. We needed J.J. Redick for that. And I also didn't like when Deion tried to make his first win about race and all that, and he goes at the reporter talking about, do you believe now? You believe now? But you get blown out like, you know, 40-something to 6 by a team. No, like, what are you talking about, Deion? Like, they're supposed to be all in and believe when you got the blown the fuck out? And they knew you were going to eventually get blown the fuck out by a team. Like, you can't be sitting there talking about, do you believe now, and you get blown out. You know, you gotta let people see the finalized results, the finished product, before you can just start questioning, should they believe or not, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. So I definitely didn't like Deion for that, the way he went at the reporter, and then, you know, a few games later, you get blown out the fucking water. Like, okay, what the fuck was he supposed to believe? That you could win a few more games than you did last year? I mean, and don't get me wrong, Deion totally changed it around. But one game in, he act like everybody's supposed to just believe what he did, what he was doing and was about to do was going to work. Like, we've seen it done before. Nobody, like... It's hard for people to believe in things they've never seen done before, or they've never seen with their own eyes. You know, there's a few things I can name that I don't believe in because I've never seen no proof of evidence that it exists. You know, until we see proof, we got to see proof before we just totally believe. But I am with Deion and the Sixers on this one. What are we doing here, man? It's a preseason game. It's not even a regular season game. Let's pump the fucking brakes. Let's not get our panties in a fucking bunch over practice. Not regular season. not playoffs, not finals game, but preseason, which is pretty much practice. I mean, we're talking about practice here. So once again, I'll thank you for tuning in to the Paul Pickett podcast. And once again, I'm out.